Hearings have already been held on the new farm bill that is being discussed for 2012, but right now the first discussion was on crop insurance, and an article this week said that they provided $6 billion in savings from the crop insurance program over the next 10 years, and if every other agency was able to do that, the deficit would be a whole lot lower. Colin Peterson, the Democrat who was chairman of the House Ag Committee, started the conversation on the 2012 farm bill early, but it may be delayed now with a new chairman coming in from Oklahoma. A member of the Purdue University team said this week farmers who favor continuation of the federal commodity payment should come away from last Tuesday's election and feeling good. He said, while Republicans regained control of the House and Democrats held on to the Senate, the new ag committees in each chamber aren't likely to touch farm subsidy programs. He says there's even a better chance both committees will abandon attempts by the House chairman to eliminate direct payments. He said they will probably stay in the new farm bill, and so far other states are interested in keeping the direct payment program and market loan program that has been so successful during the last 4 years. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.